Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ben and Woods, final hour on a Tuesday morning with you here on 97.3 The Fan. And Woods, it should be a pivotal week if baseball is going to return. It's funny because you haven't really heard any good news.
No, you haven't.
But you also haven't heard any bad news lately. And I think in this case, the lack of bad news is better than more telling than the lack of good news. I think you want to hear nothing at this point. But we did hear a little bit over the weekend, some possible pivoting, I guess it would be, you would call it, for Major League Baseball. So when the first plan came out about how they were going to restart baseball, there was talk about this 50-50 revenue share split. This is a way we can maybe economically make this work for owners. And the first thing you heard was from Tony Clark, the head of the players union, non-starter. It's the salary cap. We're not gonna agree to a revenue split. Don't go down that road. We've never accepted a salary cap in baseball. Never going to. Let's not talk about that. And then we didn't hear anything else. Like, okay, but if there's no other plan, how are we going to get this going again? And I think, at least for me, I started getting just a tad bit worried about the return of baseball. Well, apparently, it's kind of over the weekend, you started hearing rumblings. And apparently today, the owners are going to get together on a conference call and finalize the economic proposal. We already saw the big 67-page safety proposal. That was leaked last week, and you know, it had some reaction. Mostly players said, if anything, it's too stringent. It's not like you're not protecting us enough. You're protecting us too much. That's our only concern with it. Now the economic proposal, which is always going to be the trickier of the two to kind of get everyone on the same page. And what we're hearing is that owners are going to do a different plan. Now, we don't know exactly what it looks like, but they may be going away from this revenue sharing idea after that trial balloon kind of floated and didn't go so well, which is smart. If you want to get baseball going again and the players say, hey, let's not get caught up on this revenue sharing deal. Okay, let's come up with a different idea. John Heyman tweeted just a couple of minutes ago, MLB owners holding a phone call today expected to vote on a formal financial proposal before sending it to the players' union for their consideration. Folks are expecting a gap to remain but seem cautiously optimistic in advance of the presentation of the proposal.
Is it just me or have 2 weeks gone by since this was all on the table? Like, yeah. What's been going
on?
Well,
nothing was ever put on the table officially. All we heard was that first, like, leak trial balloon about a revenue split, and it didn't go over.
And that
well.
Was 2 weeks
but that
ago.
Was never an official proposal. The first official proposal could be coming later today. And
what's the holdup?
Well,
what's been the holdup?
The holdup is that players say, you know, we agreed to agreed to reduce our salary
right.
based on the number of games played.
And the owners then say, yeah, that was also when we thought we'd have fans
right.
in the stands, so things have changed. Now, again, it's kind of been proven that the players knew about that.
But it's also been shown that the players will say, okay, yeah, revenues have been going up for years and years, and the owners haven't had to share those with us. They have reaped the benefits of being the owners for many years. Now they are also reaping the risk of being owner is that when there's a big downturn, the owners are the ones who have to absorb more of the pain. You get more of the profits when things are good. You have to accept more of the pain when things are bad. And the players are going, okay, the owners want to take all the profits when things are good, but then when things go bad, they want us to all share in the losses.
Right.
And as the employee, I think there's a very legitimate claim saying that's not really okay. Now, no one benefits if they just cancel the season and don't play at all. Then players get almost nothing. And I don't think many of them really want that. So what we're kind of hearing, whispers of some, and we don't know what this proposal looks like, but I keep hearing the phrase like deferred payments, whereas maybe you don't get it all this year, but you know, you, they put it into some sort of account, and then over the next few years you get made whole for at least the portion that they can't pay you right now, they'll pay you later.
Based on the contract that you signed.
Yeah.
You know, there's, I doubt anybody had a pandemic clause in their contracts. I bet you they will from here on out. That being said, I listened to a podcast, an interesting podcast this weekend, recommended to me by a friend of mine, and it was Ryan Russillo and it was Jeff Passan. Now, Jeff Passan, on ESPN.com right now, you can go read his kind of interview.
I did read that.
Yeah, and he's clearly on the side of the players, and I think a lot of people are. I still find myself, I mean, he makes comments in this podcast essentially saying, well, billionaires are very good at seeming poor. A billionaire will find a way to take a $4 million profit and turn it into a $2 million loss, and that's what makes them great businessmen. They will take their money, they will hedge, they will take risks. It's what makes them billionaires.
Tax shelters.
100%, man. Yeah. They know how. You don't become an owner of a baseball team, or a billionaire for that matter, without knowing how to move things around. None of these guys have $4 billion liquid cash, right? It's all hedged, and it depends on how this goes, and it's borrowed against, you know, at a great rate, whatever. The thing is, though, is I don't know how you could, in good faith, as a player even, say, well, yeah, there's not going to be any fans buying tickets, hot dogs, Cokes, beers, merchandise. Yeah, I still want all my money. That to me, and I'm not siding with the owner here. I'm just saying, from my perspective, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make financial sense. I mean, that's why there has to be some give and take. And I think at the end of the day, Ben, I think there will be. For as a sport that is as healthy financially as baseball is, it's pretty broken inside. And I think we're seeing that right now. And I think we're going to see it next year when the collective bargaining agreement expires and they have to do this all again.
The reason why I think deferred payments has a chance at working is that everyone can sort of claim a victory there. The players can say, all right, we're going to get everything that was coming to us. And while the owners, yes, they will still be on the hook for that money. If they spread it out over a few years,
it's not too bad.
Well, plus, remember, you know, no one, they're not under any obligation to give out giant free agent contracts.
Right.
They can always say no.
100%.
And we already heard some teams are ready to lower their salaries anyway.
Yeah, they're going to
say, okay, well, we'll make up some of this on the back end.
He said in his piece on ESPN, he goes, now they're going to be able to collude without colluding. They're just going to say, guys, we're not going to go out and get Mookie Betts. We can't, based on what happened last year. He didn't go so far in the podcast as well to call the coronavirus an excuse. He called it something else. I can't remember the word, but it's a word I'd never heard before. But I think essentially what he was saying is there will be teams that are going to use this to their financial advantage.
Well, here's the dilemma that makes it difficult for the players and owners to get on the same page. We're talking about the return of baseball here on Ben and Woods. Counting revenue is very difficult in baseball. No one disagrees that tickets sold, you know, is part of baseball revenue, right? All right, guy buys a ticket, you're going to see the players. That's absolutely revenue. No one really disagrees that, you know, concessions, you know, things you buy in the ballpark, even the TV deals are all part of baseball revenue. Here's where it gets a little trickier. A lot of the owners not only own their ballparks, they also own part of the land around their ballparks, ballpark villages, shopping centers, restaurants, apartment complexes. Because there's no baseball, those are all hurting really badly, and their overall portfolios are going down. Their revenues are going way down. But baseball players and union are going, well, what does that have to do with us?
Right.
It's not, this isn't part of the ballpark. This is just part of your investment around the ballpark. But think about this scenario. Let's say, Woodsy, you own a restaurant that's right across the street from a ballpark.
Woodsy's.
Woodsy's. Woodsy's at the park. And during baseball season, you do boku business.
Yep.
You just make all kinds of money. Is that part of baseball revenue? No, it's your restaurant.
Right.
You're not a baseball owner. You're not a baseball player. It doesn't have anything to do with you, but you're doing really well because of baseball. All right, let's say now that, you know, the owner of the Padres, Peter Seidler, buys your restaurant. Is that now part of baseball revenue? Because now it's owned by the Padres. Well, why would it be? It's still just a restaurant near the ballpark. It's not part of the ballpark. How is that any different?
Because the owner, it's a part of his portfolio?
Yeah, but it really isn't. If I'm the owner, I'm going to say, it doesn't have anything to do with the team. I just bought a restaurant that's near the ballpark. Why would that be counted part of the revenue?
It wouldn't count, but couldn't it be used? Couldn't that money be invested back
you
in
could.
The team?
It absolutely Does, could.
Doesn't have to be.
Now, let me go one step further. Now, let's say your restaurant now has a walk-up window that's inside the ballpark. Okay, now is that part of ballpark revenue?
Who owns it, me or Seidler?
Seidler still owns it.
Then, yeah, it's revenue.
But if he doesn't have a window in the ballpark, it's not. It isn't revenue?
It can be, but it's not.
How can you ever decide? That's the dilemma here.
Yeah.
When you're trying to decide what really is technically baseball revenue and what is outside business revenue. Is a Padres jersey that's sold on the MLB website baseball revenue? Probably. Yes.
Sure.
If you license out a Padres jersey to another company that makes, you know, or a Padres logo to a company that makes buttons and they make a bunch of money, is that baseball revenue? Is that not baseball revenue? There's a lot of fine lines, and it's very hard to decide exactly what is and isn't baseball revenue. So how do you split revenues when you don't even know what revenues are?
That's fair. Yeah, it's a fair point, and it would make sense for both. It would make sense for you never want to let everybody know what you have in your hand.
No.
Right? I mean that's nobody does that, and no, I don't think anybody really expects them to do that. Problem is, if they get down to that road where the owners are opening up their books, I think it could be pretty bad for the owners, to be honest with you, Ben. It all boils down, again, to the simple fact for me is I don't give a frog's fat ass how they figure it out. I just want them to figure it out. And I know that's a very punty, give-up type argument for a sports radio show, but I'm at that point where we need baseball back. I'm dying for baseball back in any form. Put a runner on second base. I don't care. You want to do your home run derby bit for extra innings? I don't care at this point. I need the great game of baseball back in my life.
Well,
right
that's,
now.
And that's the one thing that I think everyone agrees on. It's bad for baseball if there is no baseball.
It's so bad for
it's
baseball.
It's bad for owners. It's bad for players.
It is,
if
man.
They don't get. So I think from that very simple point of view, we know they need to get something done.
How do you feel? 70-30, 60-40, 80-20?
It
day-to-day for me.
But it doesn't really about whether they're coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm even
higher.
I'm even higher. I'm
90-10?
85-15.
Okay.
I mean, the reason they're not coming back, I don't think will be a labor impasse. It would be virus problems. Like, all right, we just opened back up this week and virus cases just quadrupled. And everyone says, okay, we need to back off and shut things down again. I don't think the labor issues are what's going to keep, because ultimately everyone needs to get back. Everyone wants to get back.
And if that does happen, can we blame the people in the Ozarks?
Yes, you
okay,
can.
Good.
You can probably blame the people in the Ozarks.
I'm coming for you, people in the Ozarks.
So this is the week. I mean, maybe even later today. The official financial proposal could get sent to the players union. I mean, if it's a non-starter, then maybe we'll have a problem. But the owners already know kind of what is and what isn't. I think they already have been guided on what could work before they send it out. Now, are they going to agree with everything 100%? No. And who would ever send out an agreement that Oh, yeah. Here's your agreement. Looks great to me.
I would, but I'm the only one.
You are the only one.
That's my contract? Cool. Less money. Yeah, right on. I'm in. Let's go. No, I see what you're saying. But it's a big week. I mean, Jeff Passan basically called it it's the biggest week in baseball in the last quarter century. And that's 100% accurate.
It reminds me, though, of a story. I can't remember which. It was an old Dodgers player. I think it was Sandy Koufax, but someone like that in the heyday of the Dodgers. And Buzzy Bavasi was the general manager. And the player and his agent, you know, come in, they're demanding a raise. And Buzzy always told the story. He had already decided to give them a raise.
Yeah.
But he didn't want them to know that they had won. So he said, well, let's play a game. You know, here's what you want. Let's put the numbers. We'll just draw them out of a pot. You know, two of the numbers you take the same or less. Three of them you get a raise. He said, I wrote all five of the numbers as the highest one because that's what I was going to pay him anyway.
Right.
But it didn't look like I gave in. It looked like they just happened to
get lucky. Amazing.
Because he didn't want them to know that, well, yeah, I had already decided that I was going to give you that much anyway.
It's incredible.
But it's a negotiation. No one wants to look like they lost a negotiation.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. Very strange.
So we'll see what happens this week. It's going to be interesting for sure. Speaking of interesting, Woods, you're going to have to tell me whether or not it's worth it to start watching this Lance Armstrong 30 for 30
yeah.
or E60 or whatever it is documentary. Is it going to even come close to what we just saw with the Michael Jordan? Is it worth our time? Woods is going to let us know based on what he watched over the weekend. We'll get to that coming up. First, tune into Padres Social Hour, hosted by Jesse Agler, Monday through Thursdays at 7 p.m. The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan. And we'll be right back after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan with Kelly Dam.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.